We're learning the laws of Shabbos. We are up to the fifth malacha, the malacha of Dash, namely threshing. We've been discussing that within this halacha, there is the prohibition of schita, squeezing. We made a distinction when it came to squeezing, for example, lemons onto a salad. That's something which is permissible, in that the liquid goes from a solid directly into another solid. One is not allowed to squeeze into a liquid or into an empty vessel. The question is, if in fact one is not allowed to squeeze into a liquid, but one is allowed to squeeze onto a solid, there's certainly shades of gray as to what is considered to be a solid and a liquid. So on this, it's brought down in the Sefer Kitzur Hilcho Shabbos the following question. Man nikra oichel, what is considered to be a solid, a food, within ze, regarding this, sha'imrim shemutu lischek lev hapri, that you're allowed to take a fruit and squeeze it into this food. Man nechnas sug shel mashkim, when does it consider that it's such a, there's so much liquidity that it no longer is considered to be a solid anymore. So this is the basic way of understanding whether a food is considered to be halachically a food or a liquid. If let's say you would be able to put this food into a cup, and by pouring it, it will easily flow out very smoothly, just like a liquid, just like any drink, then that has the status of a drink, a liquid. And therefore, if a person would squeeze a lemon into it, that's a prohibition of schita, which falls under dash, not allowed to do. The imlav nechshav ko'ichel. If let's say you have even something which in itself is not a solid food, but by pouring it, it goes out very, very slowly. In that situation, it has the status of an oichel, of a solid, as a food, and therefore by squeezing fruit, squeezing again, let's say a lemon, onto this, it's considered like squeezing onto an ochel, that's permissible on Shabbos. The im ha'oichel ma'urav im ha'mashkim, what if, let's say, you have a mixture of the two, you have some solid and some liquid in a bowl. So we say, holch ma'achar roiv, you have to look at the majority of what's there. Im rov ochel, yish lov shem oichel. If the majority of that dish is a solid, then it's allowed. The im lav, if let's say most of it is a liquid, srichim ledainu kamamashki, you have to consider it as a liquid, even if there are solid pieces in it. So then the question therefore comes, let's say it comes to certain soups, or in this case, a fruit salad is what he brings down. Also, iruv shel chatichos peros. Chatichos peros, taking a bunch of cuts, slices of fruit, and iruv, mixing them together, which is what we call a fruit salad. You are allowed to make a fruit salad on Shabbos. Well, why would you think you can't? It says, ve'af shemeshas chatichas peros. Let's say you're cutting the fruits directly from your hand into the bowl, and the pieces keep falling into this bowl. We know that by you cutting those fruits, it's impossible that you're not causing some of the liquid which is found in that fruit to come out. So therefore, you are causing schita to take place. So how are you allowed to do that? How are you allowed to cut fruits and for them to fall into this fruit bowl? And the reason is, they fall all together in this big bowl. Im chatichos peros, with all these other pieces of fruit. Kivan shebetocha kari yesh rov shel chatichos peros kenegin matmei peros. Even though there is some fruit juice that's found because you're cutting it up, nonetheless, the majority of that are solid pieces of fruit. And therefore, this fruit salad has upon it the name of an ochel, and therefore, even though you're squeezing now fruit juices into that fruit salad, it's not an issue. It's comparable to taking, as we said, a lemon and squeezing it directly onto a solid. Even though there are solids and liquids mixed together, the majority of that is a solid. Obviously, if you're dealing with a situation where most of it is a liquid, then in fact, you would not be allowed to do that. You'd have to be it's certain that the majority of those pieces, there's a majority of actual pieces of fruit as opposed to liquid. And then he says as follows, Kivan shebetocha kari yesh rov shel chatichos peros, that the majority of it is fruit, kenegin mamei peros, opposite the small amount of liquid, yesh adenu kamo amashke habo l'toch oichlim shemutter. It's considered to be like a liquid which is falling into a solid. It's not a problem, you're allowed to do that. Mishum zen. Furthermore, he says, for this reason, gamkin mutter litin lehem sukar, a person could take sugar and sprinkle it onto these fruits. That ashia dua sheteva hasukar lohotzim in a peros miyemehem, even though what happens naturally is that the sugar, by absorbing into the fruit, will cause some of the juices to ooze out of it. Since all this is happening within something which is a solid base, a food which is a solid, it's considered, it's 100% permissible. So therefore, that's the general rule. Schita is permissible. You're allowed to squeeze things, and we distinguish between zeisin v'anavim, olives and grapes, which is a Torah prohibition of squeezing them. All the fruits is midrabanan. When it comes to squeezing these fruits, one is allowed to do it if it falls onto a solid, not onto a liquid. One last halacha found in Kitzur Hilchos Shabbos, which we'll see today, which is entitled Limtzeitz Peros, which we talked a little bit about before. Sucking out the juices from a fruit. So he says, Limsos hamashkim in a pri, yesh chiluk bein imachnisim hapri kul atoich piv, sheze onu matirin. If a person would take a fruit and stick it into their mouth completely, and even instead of biting it, chewing it, you decide while it's in your mouth to suck out some of its juices, it's permissible to do that. That's allowed, even though you're doing schita, but it's in your mouth. And that's the derech achila, it's the normal way of eating. If, let's say, you have it in your hand, it's not completely in your mouth, you should not squeeze these fruits and suck out these juices in that way. Because of the prohibition of schita. So therefore, let's say, for example, you have an orange. And we find this often, we talk about it briefly. And you have, let's say, orange slices, they're cut into fours. So to take the orange and to put the orange slice directly into your mouth, and to, instead of just biting into it, to take out the juice while it's in your mouth, this big piece of orange, that's permissible, it's not a problem. But to take the very same orange and, let's say, to put it over your head and allow the juices to drip into your mouth, that's something which is not allowed. So that's the distinction. And then he also says that there is a difference, v'yesh machmirin gam b'shar dvarim. He says that there's also another room area which one should be strict. That he says that when it comes to taking out these juices, if we're dealing with a schita, if we're talking about a squeezing out, which is an Isser Torah, which has a Torah prohibition of schita, then it's something which we refrain from doing altogether. And as we said, when it comes to olives and grapes, those are the only two things that are considered to be squeezing them is a Torah prohibition, because that's something which is natural, universal, that people take out those juices for olive oil as well as for grape juice or wine. And therefore, when it comes to that, we're strict when it comes to even removing the liquid from our mouth. However, any other fruit is permissible.